yes, yo, yes, yo, yes.
Yes. What up, man? It's in the booth. It's Cat Jones. It's Messenger.
Well, Mama Jones.
That's St. Clair, man. What's up? What's happening?
All of the free conversations on the phone.
Y'all can hear. Be thankful that you can.
Cardello's behind the camera.
What up, Cardello?
What's up, man?
Cardello Anthony. Yes. We got the Satin Show today, folks. Thank you guys for joining us today on In the Booth. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify. Spotify.
Spotify.
Yes. I have to get that out of my system. And Google Podcasts.
Yeah, and if you would like to advertise or sponsor the show, just hit us up at inthebooth.pod@gmail.com. Again, if you want to ask questions, you want us to hit certain topics, if it's a video out there that's going viral that you want us to discuss, just say, put it all at inthebooth.pod@gmail.com. We'll get back with you.
Or if you want the human band over here.
Yeah,
if you want to hire
human
him.
Human band tour.
Yes.
Yeah, coming to a city near you.
You want an hour of this, then let us know.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, man. So we got St. Clair back in the building, man. We doing this.
What it do?
ATL family tour in the booth this season. So we just hitting all our family up around the city.
Yeah, we had some fun on the last show. So
yeah.
We had to bring you back.
Man, where did we meet?
Bro, Sanctified Shoulders.
Too far, too out, man.
It was because you started with Sanctified.
Started with
them boys were always lit,
yes,
bro.
All the time.
Original, the original soldiers. Teeth, Lord, straight out.
Yes. And
Foster. You was with Foster?
Man, all of my brothers, man.
Yeah.
I know East Side somewhere, Kellen Road or something, or some kind of event or in the streets. Or
yeah.
Something. I know you end up coming to the live on Glenwood stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah. Way before.
Before that.
Y'all was doing a godson thing.
Yeah. I can't even remember.
Don't put a number on it. Don't say the number. Yeah. The year.
It's been a minute, though.
It's been a minute. Y'all boys old. Yeah. Boy.
They're getting started. The wisdom just me and you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now we got some wisdom with it.
Let's go. There's been some groundwork done in this city, boy. Please believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Everybody.
Memorial Drive. Our studio was on Memorial Drive. Service merchandise.
All the sin.
You said service merchandise.
Yeah.
Wow.
You remember service merchandise?
And a Blockbuster.
It was a gym. But that Mona worked there at the end called New Lady Fitness. Right across the street from the gym.
I went to that gym a couple times.
What? Oh, yeah. I've been to that jail.
Yeah.
I made a post the other day about getting out of DeKalb County. When you get out, they let you out in the middle of the night. It was a huddle house right there that everybody used to go to.
Yep.
And a phone booth.
That's how far. Wow, phone booth.
Man, Lord. Yeah. I don't know if it was working, though. I don't know. But I remember getting out, walking to that huddle house a couple times. And Rice Street as well. And so, yeah, man, we've come a long way.
A long way.
Amen.
Shout out to Glenwood.
Yeah. Shout out to Let's go.
It all began.
Come this
far. Yes. But, by faith.
Because that's where I started dealing with
God's sons. See, I started dealing with God's sons before I rededicated my life to Jesus.
Yeah.
So I know him. He's seen my entire walk.
From when we split the studio up to when guns got pulled
in the studio.
In the office,
and all the way to now. He can tell the story.
Yeah. It's so crazy how wild it was back then when Black was here.
Black, that's what I'm about to say.
Black, that's still unbelievable.
You know, that happened right down the street from my mama's house. And I think we heard it that day. Yep. Because we heard, the accident. We heard something that day, and then the next day somebody told us you might have brought it up, and we heard that had happened. And it was like, man, that must have been Black.
Yeah.
McAfee. It was on McAfee.
Yeah.
By the school.
By the school.
Yep. Because he was dropping. Yeah.
He was dropping the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, McAfee and Shamrock on the east side. That shit. It's a pole right there.
And it's like,
well, I don't want to get into that, but that, it's just so
unreal.
Unreal. That's what. Yeah, that's the best word for it. Unreal. And it's still, you know, unreal. But Black taught me a lot about production, mixing. Bro. He was the baddest.
Man, they just had to format a song. We didn't know how to format a song without Black.
Yeah,
Black. We were doing at 9, 11, 16 bars.
They were counting bars. No,
don't call them bars. Sometimes you call them bowls.
Bowls. You know, that's enough. I don't know. I'm like, bro, it's four bowls.
First guy, I'm like, we need four bowls. So I'm like, count a bowl.
Count a
bowl. And I'm like, bro, that's. One bowl is two bars, bro. So I explained to them what bars was because they were like, right,
bowls. I'm like, what in the world is a bowl? Is that another thing? What is,
the first dude we ever worked with.
That's what he said.
Told us that.
Oh,
and he had nothing but a keyboard and just, he didn't have an MP or nothing. He just had a keyboard and made the beats in the keyboard. And we were just sitting there rapping, man. You like, you got four bowls, you got six bowls.
He just had a heavy accent. Yeah,
so he just.
Oh, you knew all of this.
Probably saying bars.
He wasn't saying bars. That was just his terminology. And so when we came to y'all, we were like, "Yeah, we got four bowls."
I was like, "What's a bowl?" What in the world?
He was like, "Okay, start counting. One, two, three."
And I had to count them with a
three, four. And he was like, "No, that's
four bowls. Okay,
we have four bowls." I think it's bowls with a V.
Oh, that's bowls. Very wrong.
Bowls
like. Like riding on Vols?
Something like that. Yeah, Vols. That's what he was saying. So he was like, okay, Vols. Like, well, I got four of them. How many you got?
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, then we learned, bro.
So y'all homework for the day is
find out what a Vol is.
Well, we know what it is. Nah, it's half of a bar. Because two Vols.
You got the beat.
Double of a bar. Beat. How y'all was counting with me?
Yeah, eight.
Y'all was counting.
Eight counts is a Vol.
Eight. Was four to y'all. Yeah. I was like, that's eight bars. You're like, well, that's four bowls. I was like, what?
Bowls.
Yeah, y'all had me confused.
Yeah.
But that's how far we go back. Yeah. All the way back to we call it Hit City. Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a long time. Jesus, that's 19.
1997.
But that Freaknik era, boy.
Yeah. Right.
That's Freaknik era. Yep.
Right. Man. Right.
Yeah. That's.
Cardello wasn't even born.
Yeah.
Right.
Tupac.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Freaknik?
She's like, what is that?
Too holy for that. Plus, you from Ohio. They ain't had nothing like that up there.
Yeah,
well, ain't nobody had
she
nothing
said,
like
yes,
Freaknik.
They did.
Boy, they used to come from everywhere.
Yeah, Freaknik, though.
Were they dancing naked outside the car?
Yeah.
On the way.
On the highway.
They shut Atlanta down.
They dancing naked, but now
they're missionaries in the church.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Based on what you said.
Yeah. Thank God for his grace.
Yes.
God for
and his mercy.
Demon power.
Ask some of your aunties and grandmas.
Some of them church mothers, 96.
What a word of God.
94.
95, 96. 96.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boy got shut down.
And if they was in their 30s, some of them 40s, some old freaks used to be
out. Okay, all right.
Now they got them stretch marks.
Yeah.
So today we talking about
baby. Your head look like you got violin.
Oh my gosh.
I got violin strings in there, bro. What the fuck?
Oh, man.
Oh,
no, please.
Pinstripe pants on. They got a pinstripe girdle on. What is this?
Will you please move on?
I'm trying to go. They
no,
keep
you're not.
Going.
You're
it's
not trying.
Me.
You're not trying at all.
Yeah, it's not me. It's them.
It's you.
Anyway. All right, man. We're talking about video. I got this from the Jude Project. Somebody I follow on Twitter. They do a lot of good conversations, a lot of stuff about, you know, the Black church, and they deal with it, I think, in a really good way, better than, you know, a lot of people that's online. So this young lady was basically talking about the issues with people leaving the church. And we'll get into it. It's more than this, but this is some of the things that came up.
Past year, we saw 3 out of 5 Christians have decided we're not going to church. They say, I haven't been to church in the last 6 months, or I haven't been at all in the last year. I mean, this is the highest percentage of African Americans not going to church. And you say, well, why aren't you going to church? 101 different reasons. Misogyny in the church, abuse in the church. The top three was the way the church talks about money, the way the people in the congregation treated me, and the way the pastor leads. By and large, those were the three reasons. So I would say we need to cultivate relationships, number one, where people can be redeemed and restored. If you were hurt by someone, you actually do need someone else to help you heal. It's counterintuitive. But you do need someone to come alongside you and bring, usher in God's healing. But secondly, we need to create spaces in the church where it's okay to ask questions. The disciples asked Jesus some of the craziest questions, but they knew that they could do that. Jesus, who's going to be first in the kingdom? Lord, what are you talking about in these parables we don't understand? Why are you sleeping? Don't you recognize that we're about to die? They had safety in the relationship to ask questions. So it makes me wonder, what would it look like for people with doubts to ask a question about the way that money is raised in a church? Is there a way for them to do that? Or is it just, you're just supposed to give and not ask a question? Is there a way for them to ask questions about ordination, who gets ordained and who doesn't? Where's the space for that to happen? Is there a space for them to say, I came in the church, I was cussed out? Where do they bring their issues, their concern? So I think it's relational, and I think it's about creating spaces where people can bring their doubts and their fears and authentically ask really meaningful questions.
Yeah, bro. Whoa, that's some good stuff right there.
Yeah. Some of them are excuses. Some of them might be legit. People pick a reason, any reason, a lot of times to leave church. I mean, the age-old one is money, how they talk about money, yada, yada, yada. But everywhere you go, somebody's talking about money.
Yeah.
You can go to Walmart. Yeah, that's $17.95. Or you go to, the game.
Well, they catch them on the way out, though.
Yeah. but they talk about money everywhere. Yeah. Where do you not talk about money? It's everywhere. So, I believe.
You drop your kids off to daycare, they going to expect some money.
Yeah, you talk about money everywhere. Where do you go and there's nobody talking about money at some point?
And it's only an issue at the church. That's
true. Yeah, so I feel like some of that's more excuses or something to pile on top of an underlying issue already. But the one that's interesting is the one, the way the pastor leads is the interesting one. I figured that people want to be under certain leadership,
right?
And a lot of times, if you look at the leader, the congregation, they're more reflective of what the leader is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if the leader is more hip or whatever, the church is more hip.
Right.
If it's an older leader, you look at the church, the congregation, it's an older crowd. So I think some of the times the leadership. Because you're not going to have a cookie cutter. Everybody's different.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if you call pastors that are all different, it's not going to be a cookie cutter. It's not going to be something that just, it's almost like a bag of M&Ms or Skittles. Let me say it, just different flavors.
Yeah.
And you got to kind of find the one that fits you.
Yeah, I wonder, my question is.
Is to anybody that gives numbers for the masses, when you take such a small sample size, who did you ask?
You know what I'm saying? Because if you're asking and the person is assuming that you're asking about
your church, why don't you go to church, period? Or why don't
go to
you
that
come
specific,
to my church?
Right, that specific church.
It might be your leadership.
Man.
This just was a wise black.
How real can we get in the booth? Can
Look,
we
do real, it? Real, all real. The booth. It's always right. The realest.
Okay, so as a pastor, as a guy that's been in Christian hip hop and gospel, there's some brothers of mine, like you guys, Scott Free, Evolve, Mike from Evolve. Right. Yep. And we have sat and had meetings. And there, where people would literally, if I'm being real, if we're in the booth,
yeah.
People with a track record of
going from
coming
one
from
to
here,
the, yeah.
Over
yeah.
here, yeah, over there, they, and over here, and what we've been discovering is a lot of time that's in that person's person, that's their character,
right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's not, you know, and they looking for something to blame. It's somebody doing this over there. I don't like the way they yeah. doing this, and so I'm gonna come up, and they doing it everywhere
they go. Yeah,
if we're being real.
And so as a leader,
you just gotta do what God told you to do.
That's one. The other thing is, because man, you get caught into people, but you'll be switching, you know, and you won't have any identity. You won't follow God. So that as a leader, you do what God tell you. The people though, one, I feel like church as a whole has changed. Mm-hmm. I believe that
church and a building. People say. Come to church, you're really talking about coming to a meeting about Jesus. But that meeting about Jesus is now being held on your phone, social media. Think about it. You, what the pastor is preaching, usually, back in the day, you couldn't get it on your phone. You could only get it
at church in person at a certain time. Right. So everybody would meet there at a certain time so that you could get the message from God from a certain individual. Then you'll get songs from
you know, then you'll be able to give in that. Then you'll be able to get your blessing and that touch
like that.
That all has changed. You can get a message right now, instantly on your phone from anywhere in the world, from thousands, if not.
So church hopping is switching channels.
Yeah.
Because
but
if you're a body, then
one man is speaking to one part of the body, somebody else is speaking. We're supposed to use different gifts, different pastors to administer different things to different parts of the body.
And back in that time,
you had control of these people.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what it's really about.
An assumption that you had all of
that
their
you're
answers.
The way, the truth.
You know,
right,
specializes
in prosperity. This man specializes
in
deliverance.
Yeah.
One in deliverance. And we're supposed to, as the body, take advantage of all the gifts so that we can have a total life transformation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most
yeah.
of the time, if your pastor specializes in this, you're great at this, but you're horrible at relationships.
Yeah. Right.
Because he never talks about relationships because God ain't giving no revelation on relationships.
Yeah. So now that church is here,
you can church hop, or you can go to different men and women. Another thing is you could get praise and worship at any time. When you couldn't get praise and worship, you could get prayer. Somebody be praying. You probably can't get that personal touch that you need as far as you know, everybody coming together. That's something different. But the word, the wisdom, revelation from different people, you can get
We have to offer something when we come together. Different. And I'm
taking myself through this as well. Mm-hmm. You got to give me something to come for because I'm getting everything that you're doing without coming there.
Worldwide,
and
I'm exposed.
I can give without seeing you.
Yeah.
You know?
What's your favorite church? Well, if you was a church hopper, right? Whether online. What's your favorite church hop? What would be your church hopping Sunday experience? would it Creflo over the TD Jakes, Miles Monroe on the internet?
He in heaven.
Yeah.
And we still enjoying him.
I'm sure people will want to know what's Kent Jones.
My Sunday experience has changed.
Mm-hmm.
God has put me out of the building.
I'm being honest with you. I tried to come back, and he has put me out of the building. He put him out too.
We've been put out of the building
because God one Sunday, he said to me, I am not a Sunday God.
Exactly.
So I had this whole message. I was on fire, and it was like, I am not a Sunday God. I am not a Sunday God. And I was like, God is saying. And I preached this message online. This was during COVID.
And we didn't record. And I couldn't. And he said, because that was for you. So everything that I said, he was saying, he was pretty much saying, get me out of this box.
Yeah.
And so we don't consider God. We don't consider church until Sunday.
Yep.
Sunday is not even in the word Sunday. Ain't even in the Bible.
Yep.
We don't consider God until Sunday.
And in most of the effort is about the building, the upkeep of the building, and the upkeep of the people that comes to the gathering on Sunday. We don't even consider anything else outside of those times. And so God told me, all right, you got to get out. You got to get them keys. I had to get the keys up to Free Life in a local setting.
And he says, you got to start planting the movement outside of just days, but you got to plant my movement. You got to plant Jesus Christ across the world.
You it can't be a building type of thing. Because, man, my son said this, and he said it so slick, like, but it was so profound. He said, man, gangs, he said, we moving
based off of their elite. When gangs move based off of territory. And they don't take a day of the week. They take territory. They take land. And that's every day.
They
move a day of the week. And so
it's occupying territory.
Right. And so the
oddest thing, when I've been born and raised in church, you know, we born around coaching, Church of God in Christ. When you in church, it was Tuesday night Bible study, it was Thursday night prayer night, and YPWW, all these times where you come back to meet at church, you don't have to do that anymore. And God is saying, now spread my gospel the smartest way you can. And that's here.
That is the.
So what's your experience like? If you had three.
My Sunday experience is with my wife, and I have to bring my kids to church because they got to learn the nature of Jesus, and that's a rhythm for them.
But after that, I took them to the Falcons game. He's saying that you guys have done church on one day,
but you haven't done kingdom.
And you don't know how to live in a real world.
And you don't know how to live.
Everything has to be in church. We have to meet God in church. We have to serve God in church. We have to share God in church. And you get outside and you don't know how to go to a movie. You don't know how to go to a game. You feel condemned because you're sitting in a game because they're playing hip hop or whatever. But you need to learn how to live in the real world. And I think that's what's happening now that you can't church
I've been on it. When I rededicated, I've been on it. Like when I was going to World Changes,
there wasn't a day that when church, I was there. I was there for prayer. I was there.
We were there for everything.
And we were serving,
And we were serving. And we were, and God was trying to tell me, okay, now you have a family.
You're about to lose your family because you have mispriorities.
That's what these people in this video are talking about. Losing themselves, the church hurt, giving, going too much where they burning out. They burn out. Church burn out.
That, and I'm about to say it's something else underlying. That's just the excuse.
It is.
You
not
wanted
an excuse
to leave. Right. Now I have an excuse to leave.
Right.
Oh, and they talk about money. Okay, they talk about money. They talk about money everywhere you go. They're going to ask you for money everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Go to the gas station, going to ask for money. You go to the store, they're going to ask you for money. Stop by Popeyes on the way home, they're going to ask for money. You never complain about asking for money. There's an underlying issue that was just an excuse on top
of
the underlying issue.
Let me help y'all out. Sometimes you don't
need an issue to just stay home and rest. Some people are dying
because they haven't rested. They're dying
on the inside, believing God can heal, and God said go home and go to sleep.
But your soul's trapped into a religion or a regimen that you're not following or hearing.
As a pastor, I try to take that pressure off of our people.
And I do too. You got to stay home, man. That's your family.
It's all good, bro.
You know, and
it's not even just staying home for me.
Stay connected.
It's
right.
It's
just connected.
Yeah. But it's having heaven manifest in non-churchy ways. We were going to get up. Exactly. Yeah, we were going to get up and come to Free Life this Sunday. Coach Ray, who's over the park, we had homecoming this weekend. I had the tents up, cooking, grilling, you know, got the little thing shooting up all, you know, the whole day out there.
Did y'all win?
They left it look like, we won 20-0. Shout out 10U Gators thrashing them College Park Rams, but bro, they left it like it was Mardi Gras and went home. And so, you know, coach was like, hey man, if anybody could help out, you know, this, you know, I gotta clean this, you know, mess up. And me and my wife said, well, let's just go help them clean. So we gave our Sunday time to community.
Your kids were too.
And you were still in service.
Right. Y'all were all together.
So it's okay. I'm doing a service to this community, which people don't see that as
service to
right.
God.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You're creating a space for young black kids to come back and continue to thrive.
Right.
We weren't even gonna be able to practice. It was stuff all on the field.
Right.
I caught so much slack, y'all, since without church, Grow Park in the West Side, 829 Hollywood Road, Atlanta. That's a pastor plug.
Yeah, do it.
The way we do service, man, we have in the beginning of it, because you know sometimes colored folks be a little late. So we bring people on out a little early. We give haircuts.
Yeah.
We eat together every Sunday. Every Sunday we eat together, haircuts, resources, people to sign up for the phones. And then we go into our word and worship. Mm-hmm. So this is a true, and shout out to all the guys that's been giving haircuts, Lamar Casey and Nizzy, all those guys. But we have a place where it's community, it's life mm-hmm. on life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we're experiencing life together. We live in the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know, like, some people come there that are real traditional. Mm-hmm. They be like, you know, they with their little nice suits. And I'm like, man, praise God for what you used to, but this ain't that.
Thank
you.
That.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get a word. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you're going to get a good word. You're going to get worship. But this is a life on life experience.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the old church, man, it was the storehouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, bring all the tithes, storehouse, there might be meat, right?
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. It was the place where people would come and, man, it was provision, not just, you know, come to the church and get your word and drop your tithes and offer
and
it
leave.
And leave.
Yeah.
And so, like you just said, the word is community. Right. Community.
And when I first left Kelly Lake, God said, go home. And so I went home, and I was pastoring my family in my living room mm-hmm. on Sundays.
That's big.
The first church, yep.
Yeah. So people started coming to the house. Meaty started coming, bringing his family. Mm-hmm. Doja started coming. My cousin started coming. So before I knew it, our living room was packed out.
Yeah.
My wife was doing, you know, with the kids up in Nyla's room.
The original church. That's the original church.
So they were doing children's church up in Nyla's room. Awesome. I was doing, you know, basically kingdom class on Sundays. And one Sunday, for some reason, nobody showed up.
Hmm.
And God said, yeah, you're not doing this today. He said, go feed the hungry downtown. Hmm. I was like, okay. Me and my wife went to Popeyes, got some bottled waters, and we just went downtown. Popeyes, and it's the thing. I thought about just getting some sandwiches, bologna, like, no, do unto others.
Greater works.
He said, do unto others what you want done to you. What you want today? I want Popeyes. Well, go get them Popeyes. Don't throw a bologna sandwich and some water at them.
Right.
So I went and got them Popeyes, hot sauce, honey, with the biscuits.
So in the old days, they had fish sandwiches. Yeah. But my bro showed up with the Louisiana Popeyes.
With Popeyes. Yeah. So we was out there handing out, you know, Popeyes to different people. But this is the thing that happened. We had just given out the last plate, and we was coming around. We was downtown, right by the dome. This one, the dome, Georgia Dome, was still up. We was underneath the it's a park right there where it's like mm-hmm. underneath the not the parking lot, but like the street down in there.
Yeah.
We was trying to make a U turn, and this dude was waving us down. He was waving us down. His shirt was his buttons kind of ripped. His pants was his shirt was ripped out or put out his pants, and he was kind of shaking. And so he came up, you know, and I'm thinking, well, we out of food, you know, we ain't got no more, whatever. And he was like, man, I just got robbed, man. I just got robbed. Mm. And he was like, man, I was right there. It was right across from the MARTA station, the one right down there. And he said that the MARTA police didn't even do nothing. They just sat there and watched me get robbed. You know, they took my stuff. They got my phone. All he had was his case. They took it because back then you put your phone in the case on the pocket. So he just had an empty case. And like I said, his buttons was popped. His watch was gone. And he said that the MARTA police, they just sat there and they didn't even do that. I can't believe this, man. And he was still like shaking, like it just happened. I guess he just ran across the street. And so he said, I said, man, what you need some, you know, what? He's like, man, I was trying to get to, I think, Albany. He was trying to get on the bus to go to, get on the Greyhound, which is right down the street, right in front of Magic City. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, well, you know, Kirk was with us, so Kirk was in the back seat. And so we got some money together to get him a ride to Albany where he was going. We took him to Greyhound. No, we did have one. That was the last one. We gave him a meal. We gave him the money to get on the bus, and getting on the bus, he said, man, God is good. He said, God is good, man. Thank you, bro. I don't know. Like, he, the peace that shifted from when I saw him, and then I understood why God said, you're not doing that today.
Wow.
And then when I got on the way home, God said, that's kingdom. He said, watch this. There was a man that fell among thieves. And nobody did nothing. But the good Samaritan came.
And not to say that this couldn't happen.
And gave him everything he needed. It was nothing.
Not to say that that couldn't happen in church.
Right.
But the fact that you went out.
Yeah.
That's
it,
how God
it takes your mind.
Right.
When God has you disengage church stuff, it makes you focus more on kingdom
stuff.
And that's where that's kind of
where God has us.
Yeah.
Me, my wife, and this season we've been doing free life for 8 years. And now I no longer do the local church Sunday to Sunday. When I gave the keys up, my old schedule of performing a lot started picking back up. Because when I was pastoring, I didn't take a lot of dates, like not like that. Now my dates are picking back up. And things, you know, they want me. I was brought to a place this past weekend to sing. I opened up for Pastor Marvin Winans,
which was amazing. Yeah. To be able to open up for him, he was getting ready to preach.
One of the people that I grew up on. And then the next day, I preached the next morning to the same people. So God is now using me, but to sing on Friday,
preach on Saturday, and then come back and then do service. He's like, you about to hurt yourself based off.
If you don't let go of what I'm, you're not going to fully grasp by faith what I'm taking you into.
But don't we gather so we can go?
That's what's supposed to happen.
It's just the tradition of you see a pastor in the seat
in the 50, king 60, chair.
60 years, man.
Oh, he's sitting in that chair every Sunday.
Get that red Kool-Aid.
And the cold apple juice.
I just get that fruit juice.
Thank you, sister.
And so,
take a sip and then put the napkin back on.
And you watching that like, man, I'm so thirsty.
In this hot church.
And we just grew up in that. I've never seen nobody do what God is telling me to do.
Right.
And so it's like, wow. He's like, I need you to give this part of it to your brother and follow me. You know, and my schedule has been amazing, and it's been crazy, and things are picking back up. So many things. I was telling last time we were here, I was telling my brother about accounts and stuff that's been satisfied and money that's been loosed and all because of obedience.
Yeah.
And so
I'm telling you about this 50 piece that I'm getting ready to release. All because of Lucina. And God's like, now, do you trust me to do something that you haven't seen before? And I was like, I do.
What about the money thing, though? Because a lot of people, man, I've seen some people, man, they'll be in church and they won't get up and put nothing in the tithe and offering plate. But then you go down the road after church and they at the buffet eating good.
Because it's the misconception that they feel like that money is going straight to that pastor's pocket. And that's why he's driving away in a Mercedes or whatever. And he got that suit on. They don't see that it's for the bigger picture.
Yeah. Do you feel oh, God going to do it? You don't need it. Kind of like the votes. People don't vote. They feel like, I don't count.
To me, there are levels of relationships. You know, once you get into it, if you're not willing, the Bible says, where your treasure
is, that's where your heart is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if their heart hasn't been engaged in it, they're just, getting into it. Everything that I've been a part of, I funded out of my pocket. I funded. I made sure that it happened. I didn't blame the people.
I wanted people to help. Mm-hmm. And God had to even get on me about the pride of having it. Mm-hmm. You know, because I used to be like, you know what? Y'all ain't got to help me. It's going to happen. Right. Now, I always had that. Because you
Involved, you think it's not going to happen?
That's a fact.
Which does nothing for their faith. Yeah. Their faith is not growing at all because of that.
And so, but God said, you know, you got to start allowing people to help.
Opportunity.
And I had to learn that. But my resources, I was willing to always spend it, you know, and I was always willing to put my bread into it to show God that I'm in it. And some people do everything except that, you know. And so that is the major test.
I'm in that right now, bro. You know? I'm in that right now. So just being transparent, really real. So I love cars. Yeah. Right? You know I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I love black cars with rims. Yeah.
You know it.
You know what I mean? I bought the Cadillac. Yeah. I bought the KJ Cadillac. I bought a charger from my boy with Gapstar. Jace Bumbear. I bought a charger from him. I bought Jack Rips, big conversion van with the rim TVs and all this before I really got into full-time ministry because I love
cars,
you know, we got to ride, right?
Yeah.
But since I started pastoring here in the last couple years, bro, like because of the condemnation, riding through my hood, two things though. Riding through my hood, seeing the people going through what they're going through financially, it's caused now, man, I got a Ford F-150 for my guys with to do furniture and lawn care. I kept one truck on some 20-fold. I got one. That's the one. I try to wash it, but I got a work van. It's outside. I drove with my guys for the lawn care. And so because of what's happening in the hood and the understanding of the money, relationship with money, it did cause me to shift. And I give another example. Some of the kids came in. We ordered a refrigerator in my house. The refrigerator that we ordered didn't come. And the people gave us a refrigerator with like a TV on it. We end up getting we got the refrigerator with the, you know, you can set the calendar, know when you're out of milk and all that good stuff. And the kids were, it's two sides to that. The kids, when they come in the house, they like, whoo, boy, they got a TV on the refrigerator. But then every now and then you'll catch that one person that's like, oh, they got a TV on the refrigerator.
Yeah,
that's where all the money goes.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
And they don't realize the truth is most of the time, man, we in Bankhead. Most of the time, that collection plate, bro, I got to add to it to pay for the drummer, to pay for the keyboard person, to pay for the sound person.
And when you do it, because I do it with pleasure.
Yeah.
I do it with, I get to, I get the, bro, everything that I got,
I'm gonna get it and bring it.
But here's the other thing about it. If I really believe in giving like I do, you give and it shall be given.
So
I ain't gonna never be down bad because I give so much. I live by how I give. And
everybody around me can't say that brother, he gonna give. Now, I don't worry about people I can't hear. Like, because you're gonna have haters. That's the nature of the beast. But now, if you like, I got rid of, I sold you that Cadillac, but then I got another. Then the Lord told me to take it. He told me, no, you gotta take this one back. All right,
this is start of COVID. Let's take this one back. A week later, Willie Moe Jr. gave me a Mercedes truck.
Yeah.
So it don't matter. It's keep coming.
Yeah.
Like blessings, they go.
When your hands stay open though, but when you clench them hands, like in our culture, what we do and try to keep everything like this, that's when all you have is seed,
and you don't put it in the ground, it doesn't do anything.
Then that's all you have.
That's all you have. Yeah.
That's it.
And so in this culture,
shout out to K-Fans. But
if they mad at what I had, oh my God. This season,
because he's taking me back to a place of not that things wasn't popping, but I just wasn't focused on music. I was doing some music, but I was really focused on the foundational things of ministry. And now that I'm following this new thing, I know I see what God is doing, and he's saying, "Take me out of the box. Take me out of this."
Only Sunday
go
mindset.
Ye
2 hours a week.
And so
we have to get that mentality. The Great Commission is go ye into. The Great Commission is not, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That's not the Great Commission, is to go out.
And you mad at people because they don't want to come to church.
Yeah. But really, technology-wise, a person can get a full message, praise and worship, worship experience on their phone.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So why would they come? Why would I come and somebody judge me? Why would I come and somebody?
Yeah.
And I could just get God right here. Now, the relationship.
That's all. It is something special about that life on life, that touch, that fellowship. And so I know you're speaking to that point.
And it's difficult to find a saint, a Kaiser, a Keijo.
That's where mine was the leader. That's why I said I brought that up.
Yeah.
The most interesting one was the way the leadership is.
Right.
You got to find the one that really fits you.
And sometimes in this world you're blessed to find a leader that's not even local.
A person that you've never met can have influence on you. Michael Jordan had great influence on all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we want to chew gum like Michael Jordan. Yeah. Everybody trying to walk bowled like Mike. You know what I'm saying? We never met him. Fact. But we bought all of his shoes and all that. And he's had a major influence on us, even though we've never met him. Yeah. And so there are people that can have influence
Miles
on you.
Monroe, man.
Heaven and his teachings are so powerful.
Purpose for life.
Yeah. and so I feel like the technology has changed. And sometimes, you know, find God how you find
how you got to find him. Yeah. All right. Be willing to put your money in. If some people have to mail their money to another city because that's the ministry that God has you attached to, even though you're into something else. Whatever affects your life, whatever helps your people. Don't be in condemnation because people saying that you ain't going to church because you don't want to go to the local church. And that's not for you. And the Holy Spirit ain't there. And they ain't teaching the word of God. Don't go. Don't go to church.
Stop making excuses too, though.
Stop making excuses if God is calling you to a body. You know,
You got to be able to obey God. At the end of the day, you got to obey God. Because I've heard so many people say that God told me. Sometimes I got to say this. Sometimes you're going to a third grade church and God calling you to sixth grade.
That's true.
Sometimes the level has changed.
Yep.
And
you're still dealing with the same teacher. Yep. That teacher is gonna always teach third grade.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that teacher.
There to develop third graders.
Right.
But if you are somebody that's trying to elevate,
this is how you get 60-year-old people that act like third graders.
Oh,
because of the leadership hasn't matured. Yeah. So the church hasn't matured. The community hasn't matured. And we're still talking about church attendance.
How many times you gotta go to church to get to heaven? Yeah. How many times you don't go to get to heaven? Hmm. It has nothing to do with that. So if you in the book and understand the translation of the book
then you'll be going from faith to faith, glory to glory. You'll be going higher and higher.
And as a leader, you'll be able to eat wherever you go. Man, I can eat good wherever I go. So I get what I need.
Right.
So there's the other part where there's the fellowship part of it. Yeah. You know what I mean? But as a leader, we should be go ye. If you are evangelist or you're a disciple of Christ, then you should be going to eat or going to fellowship, but you need to go ye. You need to go out in them
streets. Yeah. And sometimes
we try to squeeze all the acts of the Bible into one thing. We try to squeeze the fellowship, the water and wine, experience with Jesus. We try to experience the baptism.
Yep.
We try to do the outreach.
We're gonna do the discipleship. We're gonna do everything on
Not
Sunday.
Not even Sunday.
We're
2 hours.
We're gonna squeeze it into that because that's called church.
We're gonna do miracles. We're gonna do everything.
We're gonna do the prayer.
From 10.
We're gonna do altar call. We're gonna do an hour word all on Sunday. And
then we're gonna dance like David danced. We're gonna put the Proverbs in service.
And raise the dead.
Never even experienced Jesus Christ, and we don't even have anything else for
them during the week. That is why. People are not coming to church because they really don't. Why would I come?
Yeah.
I got the word that I've been chewing on all week from this little
1 minute sermon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so why would I come? Yeah. You know, and so if we don't, you know, not now, my
sons are saying, they're saying, because one of the men at the church bought a basketball ball for the church. And they got video games there. You know? And of course Jesus is there.
But they like, man, keep that basketball thing going.
That's that life on life. They
keep them video games going. Keep that food coming, because that is the part that's keeping us a track. That's different than going
and
to
everybody
something
else.
You know, and we understand that. We understand that, and so we understand that we have to start doing life.
Doing life.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
And just get rid of the underlying thing that's stopping them from coming, and then the excuses won't come.
Right. Exactly. Right. Because sometimes the excuses are being made on the other side. Not the people that's not coming, but the excuses not to change. If you're going to keep
telling me that you don't like my outfit or looking at me some type of way, and you won't change, but you want me to come.
Yeah.
No, so we got to change on both sides of the scope.
Exactly.
You know, if we want people to come to your church, you know, but nowadays, God is moving outside of the building.
Yeah.
You know, and so y'all get ready.
Yeah.
Revival is here. We in the booth.
Hey, like and share, people. Like and share. Hey, shout out to Cardella for catching a fly like this. I saw that. She still got that ball like this.
Thank you guys for coming to In the Booth. We will see you next time. Make sure you email inthebooth@gmail.com.
Oh, no, that ain't it.
Thank you, Saint, for joining us again.
Hello, brother.